Welcome once again to Everyday English. Today I'd like to introduce two simple words in English and say something about how they are used in sentences. The words in question are none, N-O-N-E, and neither, N-E-I-T-H-E-R, sometimes pronounced as neither. Now listen to this.
How annoying. I have just bought two ball pens and none of them writes well enough. The ink in them does not flow.
I repeat the sentence. How annoying. I've just bought two ball pens and none of them writes well enough. The ink in them does not flow. I think we would normally expect the word neither in place of none in such a context.
I have just bought two ball pens, and neither of them writes well enough. The ink in them does not flow.
Yes, I've just bought two ball pens, and neither of them writes well enough. This is a more usual sentence. Both neither and none express negative ideas in the context of plural nouns. But whereas none is used to refer to more than two things or persons, neither always refers to two things or persons only. For example,
all the men were invited, but none of them came.
None of them came. More than two people were invited. Hence the use of none. Now compare it with this sentence.
Both he and his sister were invited, but neither of them accepted.
The word neither was used because two persons were referred to. Now, I'd like you to listen to this dialogue.
Did you go to the concert last night?
Yes. I was hoping to see you and your three friends. None of you was there.
Yes, we were. We looked for you and Tom.
Did you see John and George?
No. I saw neither of them.
Did you see John and George? Had your answers?
No, I saw neither of them.
Two persons are being referred to. So, neither is used, not none. Now, let's listen to the dialogue once more and its continuation.
Did you go to the concert last night?
Yes. I was hoping to see you and your three friends. None of you was there.
Yes, we were. We looked for you and Tom.
Did you see John and George?
No, I saw neither of them.
Now here are some more examples. Please listen.
I would have thought that both of them would at least put in an appearance and then go back. It was disappointing that neither of them did.
This is not the first time John and his friend have let us down. You may remember when we asked them last year to come to our housewarming party.
Yes, neither of them showed up.
And neither of them apologized later when we met again.
Could it be that neither of them received the message?
It is possible, though not likely. Something like this has happened so often in the past.
Yes, for it to be an accident. Tom, Joe, Araba, and some of their friends were expected to meet us for a movie. And what happened?
I remember. None of them appeared.
Five people have, if I remember, stood us up this way.
Thank you. I hope listeners have taken note of the uses of none and neither. Neither refers to two people, none to three or more people. Equally important is the observation that both none and neither occur in negative sentences only. Now, let's listen to some of the sentences again.
I would have thought that both of them would at least put in an appearance and then go back. It was disappointing that neither of them did.
This is not the first time John and his friend have let us down. You may remember, we asked them last year to come to our housewarming party.
Yes, neither of them showed up.
And neither of them apologized later when we met again.
Could it be that neither of them received the message?
It is possible, though not likely. Something like this has happened so often in the past.
Yes, for it to be an accident. Tom, Joe, Araba, and some of their friends were expected to meet us for a movie. And what happened?
I remember, none of them appeared.
Well, thank you. I hope our listeners have taken note of the uses of none and neither in appropriate contexts. Listeners, that's all we have time for. Do join us again if you have time. Till then, it's goodbye from us.